Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Kiran Sarupa, Director of Marketing at Anuta Networks. Welcome, Kiran.
Hi, Allison.
So, Kiran, why don't we just start with an introduction of Anuta Networks? I know that others from the company have been on the program before, but for those new listeners, it's always good to start with an introduction.
Anuta Networks, we are one of the partners for Intel Network Builders Program. Anuta Networks delivers a software solution that offers network service orchestration for multi-vendor physical and virtual infrastructure. If you look at the current market, you have large service providers as well as many enterprises. They are going through a transition. There is a tremendous pressure on enterprise IT to accelerate network services. Many new generation of employees require instant services from their infrastructure. So what this means is the IT teams have to continuously innovate and introduce new services, all the while keeping up to the budgets that are shrinking as well. So this is where Anuta comes in. We deliver a network orchestration layer that sits on top of their current existing infrastructure, and it provides a programmable interface so they can develop rapid services. The overall solution cuts down time to market as well as the operating expenses to manage the infrastructure.
Where do you think the industry is in terms of that transition to virtualized networks? And where does Anuta fit in terms of pushing this forward?
We have seen the new products that come into the market. The protocols and the standards are all maturing, but we are still have to see the business case played out so that it will be obvious for the IT teams to adopt network virtualization. So I think we are in the first one-third of this transformation, but we are all on the right track. All the industry players are contributing. And to help us in this transition, the public cloud providers, they are offering a lot of value in terms of automation and rapid expansion. So there's definitely motivation on the business to take up the network virtualization trend that's going on.
Can you tell me what the response has been thus far to the solutions you're delivering? And where do you think customers are demanding new types of capabilities in 2017?
In 2016, we validated the technology. There were many service providers that have done pilots and proof of concept. They now have a good understanding of the architecture. And now they are looking at how do we roll out this in incremental phases. They're identifying the high-value use cases so they can show ROI to their business units. And that's how we will see 2017 playing out. In particular, I see virtual CPE and software-defined WAN gaining a lot of momentum. And there is a very good reason for that. With software-defined WAN and virtual CPE, there are many benefits to the remote branch environment. Obviously, they have not refreshed their equipment for a long, long time. So the equipment is due for a refresh. And in addition, because of all the factors I mentioned earlier, there is a lot of demand on the network, especially the remote branches, to introduce higher bandwidth in these remote offices. So customers and enterprises, as well as service providers, they are looking at adding additional bandwidth to these remote branch offices. And SD-WAN and virtual CPE offers an excellent value proposition where you can use the inexpensive broadband internet to augment the MPLS circuits. And 5G provides another exciting prospects where you will be able to load balance across MPLS, broadband internet, and 5G services as well. So definitely SD-WAN and the virtual CPE is gaining momentum. Again, customers need the transition from their current legacy infrastructure to a virtualized infrastructure, and automation becomes key in this arena as well. So 2017, I'm really excited about the role of orchestration for virtualization for remote branch offices.
You've talked about the opportunities in 2017. The other thing that I think a lot of folks are thinking about is how can we ratchet up the performance and performance scalability in these solutions? How are you addressing that in the solutions you're delivering to the marketplace?
2017 is going to be for scalability. We have seen in the past year that the framework is robust, the interfaces are accurate, and there is real business benefit for the enterprises. What they are now going to do is, how can we scale it and repeat it across multiple segments? So Annuita is seriously considering the scalability challenges. The good news is that we also have many technical innovations that are helping us to scale the platform. So for example, the NCX software itself is using a distributed server agent architecture. Using that, we can easily scale horizontally across thousands of CPE nodes. Similarly, within the platform itself, we are now transitioning to a microservices-based architecture. The microservices architecture cuts down the overall footprint of our software. All the while, we will be able to support newer functionality and newer requirements in a much more agile fashion. So we are taking up the DevOps methodology that cloud providers have successfully adopted and applying that to network services as well. And another big focus is going to be on service assurance, because it's not just about setting up the service, but you also need to make sure the entire service SLA is honored. And we are able to do that using our Yang-based modeling as well. So I'm really excited about 2017 when it comes to scalability and service assurance.
Now, obviously, this takes a lot of industry collaboration to deliver some end-to-end solutions to the marketplace. Can you talk about how Annuita has approached this, and how has the Intel Network Builders program been part of that broader industry collaboration?
As they say, it takes a village to raise one person. Similarly, this is going to be an ecosystem play. No one vendor can deliver end-to-end services and provide the ROI for the customer. All the while, you need to support so many varieties of environments. So we have identified this much earlier, that we have to build it as a platform. This platform is going to be independent of any vendors. Right now, we are building adapters for multiple vendors. We support as many as 35 different industry-leading vendors for network functions. We have integrated PNFs and VNFs for these vendors. And in this ecosystem, Intel has also played a significant role for us. We have been part of Intel builders for the last 2.5 years, and Intel has given us opportunities to connect with various vendors, whether it's the NFV vendors, NFVI vendors, VimLayer, or the physical appliances, as well as the OSS integration as well. And Intel also provided us the platform to send across our message to lots of channel partners. We have done many webinars and podcasts with Intel, just like today, which also helps with the visibility.
When folks are listening to this online and they want to find out more about the solutions you're delivering to the marketplace, opportunities for proof of concepts or early deployments, where would you send them and how can they get in touch with you?
So the first place would be obviously our website, annuitanetworks.com. But you can also check us out on Intel Network Builders program. We have a profile with all the case studies as well as some of the solution briefs. We also have a YouTube channel, and rest of them, all of them can be accessed from annuitanetworks.com website.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Allison.